of Andy Berger. 3-1. Oh. 6.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you very much.
One page?
Yeah, 2 pages.
They're already...
Yeah.
No,
it's the most part. So you're headed back to
real
time.
It's real
time.
This year,
and they'll keep them, the teaching until I'll do that. Okay. The mitzvah tzadi hei. Mitzvah tzadon beit hamikdash. Let's look at the mitzvah tzinat oz ches, letter number ches. Rav HaMechaber, the Chinuch, points out, Kosov Kaan, B'tchilat HaMitzvah, Zelus Shoyne. Zelus HaMitzvah, Koyleles Imo HaKelem HaTzichim HaVodif Beit HaMikdash. The mitzvah building a Beit HaMikdash includes all of the Kelem that come with the Beit HaMikdash. What does that mean? The menorah. It's the same mitzvah. Menorah Shulchan. Rambam says the Kiyor, the base of the Kiyor. And the Mizveh Chazov, Nira Midvarov, it sounds like from the language of the Chinuch, that Menorah V'chol HaKelem M'mdinei HaMitzvah Shal Shisa Mikdash, it's a mitzvah to build a mikdash. Then there are details. What's the details? Has to be built in a certain way, and has to include a Menorah and all the other Kelem. Uber Rambam Kan Perek Alef Halachal, the Rambam Hilchus Beis HaBchira, Eino Mva'er, Eino Mva'or, B'loshem HaZeh. But mitzvah sale of face dies. Acharei ze balach avav, kosav dinim, dinim, dosim kelim, aval ein ze mi dini ha mitzvah shal mitzvah seizu. He, the Minchas Chinuch thinks that in the Rambam, it's a very difficult Minchas Chinuch, we'll see why in a moment, that the Rambam holds that the kelim are not part of the mitzvah of dini beis hamikdash. The Efshar Nasiya Sam Neri Medina and Mitzvah Shabbat is an error. So what's the other possibility? If Menorah is not part of the Mitzvah Beis HaMikdash, so where does Menorah belong? The Menorah belongs in the Mitzvah Lokas Neros. The Mitzvah to light the Neros Menorah, where do you light them? No, you have to have a Menorah to light them. So those are the two possibilities. The Shulchan. Is the Shulchan part of Minyan Beis HaMikdash? Or is the Shulchan part of the Din that you have to have the Lechem, Lechem upon him? No, where do you put it? On the Shulchan. What would the Nafkamina be? Which way it goes? The Nafkamina would be, if you have a Beis HaMikdash, and you're missing the Menorah, do you still have a Beis HaMikdash? If you tell me that the Menorah is part of Vinyan Beis HaMikdash, so without the Menorah, it could be that I have a Chisaron, I don't have a Beis HaMikdash. If the Menorah is part of the Mitzvah Lokas HaNeiros, no, I can't do one of the Avodos. If I still have a Beis HaMikdash, I can still bring Kavanos. That should be the Nafkamina in the two approaches. The Minchas Chinuch, in what we'll see in a moment, is a surprising approach, says that he thinks that the Nusach of the Rambam would indicate that Menorah, that's part of Lokas HaNeiros. Shulchan, part of Lechem Aponim. Kiyor, part of Bechis HaMerglayim. But Al Pidin, you could have an empty Beis HaMikdash. And you still have a Mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and you would still be able to bring Karbanos.
So the mitzvah would be to build a wall?
The mitzvah would be to build whatever, yeah. Yeah. To build a place, fill the makam, yeah. So the Minchas Chinuch writes, Uvevadaya kelem alolavei makvin. And therefore, it said, the nafkamina we just gave, he spells it out. He says, and that would indicate that none of them are makvin. Shem ein menorah shulchan mikol makvin. Makvin karbonis delay shemanu shekel liyakvin. We heard many makor to say that without a menorah, you can't bring out karbon chatz ba'arla. That's the next raya. So he says that, ach be'emes yishadei dine yad mitzvah. He says, they often have that. That you have pratim of a mitzvah which are not makvin. achasvara neitenes the kelim alolu lami dini mitzvahsiyas mikdashayim. He says, I'll be svar, he thinks this is the easier approach to go. Shulch, menorah, adloka, shulchan, nechamponim, kiyar, rechitas, yudayim v'raglayim, mizveich hazov, mitzvasei shokteiris. Alright, so that's the position, which the Minchas Chinuch imposed on the Rambam as well. Then the Minchas Chinuch says, and Kim Dumali, it's interesting, he didn't have a sefer mitzvahs with him when he wrote the sefer right now. But he remembered that the Ramban seemed to say this. The Ramban says this in his Asagas to the Rambam in Mitzvah Lam in Gimel. Minei kelim alolo imakim avoda, v'chein levurim v'torah, asiyas orang b'sechli ha-mikdash, v'ein ima'akev, v'bayishin, ilahi orang k'dut. What's the raya? His raya is, in this week's Parsha, the first of the Kli HaMikdash is the Orang. So we all know that in 2nd Beis HaMikdash, there was no Orang. And yet, in 2nd Beis HaMikdash, it was a fully functioning Beis HaMikdash. They brought Karbonis. Right? So you see that not having the Orang, not having this this major player in the Kli HaMikdash, so you still can have a fully functioning Mikdash. So he says, you see from that, that the Kalim of Mikdash are not an essential component of Mikdash, they're essential components of the Avodah. And he thinks the Rambam would say that, and he thinks the Ramban does say that. And the Raya is, and now he says that the last line, he says, and perhaps one more detail. Perhaps we should tweak this sheet a little bit more. What about the last line? The Efshar, the Mizbeach Achitz and Shu'ikr, the Kol HaKarbonis, from the Pivot of Love, in claim, below is there, Ain't a Kori Vesa Mikdash. Kikar Mikdash, I give Karbonis. He says it could be that the outside Mizbeach, the Mizbeach Achitzon, maybe that's an essential part of Beis HaMikdash. Because after all, what's the Beis HaMikdash? Beis HaMikdash is a place to bring Korbanos. So if you can't bring Korbanos, you don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Avo ha-menoira o-mizbeach ha-pnimi o-ikidoyme t'kolechem e-kelem alo le-yeshom avo dem-yuchedes. But everything else, the menoira, that's not an essential component of Beis HaMikdash. That's not Loka Feneiris. Mizbeach ha-zov, that's not essential to Beis HaMikdash, that's Ksoros. And then I'm Akei, but Kain in a Akei, I'm Mitzvah, Kain Nira.
Why isn't the Mizbeach happening?
Well, because he would see that bringing Chatos and Ola, that's an essential thing. That's what he comes with in English for. The Ksoros, that's not Kali Yisrael bringing a special Korban. That's another kind of psychological thing. I'm not sure how he would phrase it.
How does he look at the fact that he's having
a Mizbeach Achitzon
without having a
Mizbeach Achitzon?
The reverse can occur.
So, yes, that should be a Raya, right? Because the fact, some of the other latest forum points this out, the fact that you can have a Bama, so it means that you can bring Karbonis. Mm-hmm. The best place to bring Karbonis is when the Beis HaMikdash is available, when the Karbonis is the Beis HaMikdash. So that's all seen as one, that's the definition, so to speak, of place to make this, a place to bring Karbonis. But that's the Minchas Kinnul Shita. We'll see in a moment that the Rishonim don't, that doesn't line up so easily. But if we had to define the Minchas Kinnul Shita, his Shita would be, what's the Beis HaMikdash? A place to bring Karbonis. So
you said you don't need Beis HaMikdash to bring Karbonis.
Right. But no, you don't need the Beis HaMikdash to bring Karbonis, but you need the Karbonis and Beis HaMikdash.
What if you don't have
the
Beis HaMikdash, but you have the other things inside
after
menorah?
So the Minchas Chinuch would say, his Shita would be, you don't have Beis HaMikdash. Right? And if we take this Shita to the end, which is hard, because he's off in a limb over here, so it sounds like, if you know Beis HaMikdash, you know Mizbeach HaChitzon, I don't know if you'd be doing Halakas HaNeres HaNeres. I don't know if you'd be doing Keteris. I don't know if you'd be doing Alila Regel. Right? That would be if we take this Shita to the nth degree. We'll see in a moment that this is a mechudishtik shita. But again, what's the shita? That Orvain, he says, Orvain is like any other keli, because Orvain is the raya, right? That's number one. Number two, if I wanted to find what Beis HaMikdash is, HaKadosh Karbonis. That's the essential component of Beis HaMikdash. Yeah?
Isn't it true that a Bama can't bring everything you bring into Beis HaMikdash?
You can only bring Shlom, no?
So then, it's so true that
they make it quite
big.
All
Karbonis,
yeah.
Does everybody agree that Beis HaMikdash is a pure mitzvah, or is it just an actual mitzvah?
So everybody agrees, as a good word, everybody agrees that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is a mitzvah. There are some Rishonim who phrase it as a mitzvah, which in fact is a Hechsher mitzvah. So they, some use it in that term. For example, the, it seems like in the Ramban would say
that. I mean, that's why
I'm reading
that first.
Oh, okay, we'll see in a moment. So the, so this, this issue of the Midchas Chinuch is really a machlokes Shoshonim. It really is a machlokes Rambam Ramban. The Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvahs, that's why it's a Teledik in Midchas Chinuch. Midchas Chinuch is referred to look at the Beis HaBchira. Hilch is Beis HaBchira, Halacha Aleph, Vinyan Beis HaMikdash, Halacha Vav, you have to have a Menorah, so if you look at Sefer HaMitzvah says, Mitzvah Chof, to build a Beis HaMikdash, and he says, Umichelke HaMitzvah, it's to have a Menorah, to have a Shulchan, he says, Nechelke HaMitzvah is seven things, Menorah, Shulchan, Mizbech HaZov, Kiyar, the base for the Kiyar, and the missing one, but it's not the Yaron. Maybe it's only seven. No, but that would be Klesharis. Alright, so he says the Iker is seven. He leaves out, the Rambam leaves out the Yaron. But the Rambam clearly says, what's that?
Which makes sense.
Why? Well, you could, no, but even the Rambam holds that the menorah is not ma'akev and Beis HaMikdash. He just holds it all one mitzvah. Right? Even, I don't think the menorah is ma'akev. Right? And the Ramban criticizes Rambam. He says, what's the Rambam doing making this all part of the chelik of the Beis HaMikdash? Rambam says, not so. The Ramban says what the Chassidah says. The Ramban says that the Oray is an essential part of Beis HaMikdash. However, the menorah, that's part of Hadlokas and Eiras. The Shulchan is part of Lechem upon him. The Mizbeach is part of Keteres. So the Minchas Chinuch Shita is really in between. Because I don't think anybody says that the Aron is like the other Kalim. Right? I don't think anybody says that the outside Mizbeach defines the Beis HaMikdash. She's really Mechudish Shita. From Ramban says Aron is a separate mitzvah, but it's part of the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, a separate mitzvah. And the Ramban says that everything else we listed, Menorah, Shulchan, Mizbech HaKeteres, and the Kiyar, they are all part of some other avoda. There's an extra mitzvah for an avoda. That's the outside Mizbech for Karbonos. Nothing is ma'akid anything. You're missing something, you still have a Beis HaMikdash. And the Rambam says the mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash is build a Beis HaMikdash and to have seven kelim there. Right now. So I'm not sure what a naf kamina would be, but conceptually there's a very significant difference. And there's a recent sefer called the Minchas Levana points this out. I think it's very straightforward. Look at the way the chinuch begins. Mitzvah Tzadi Hei. This nusach is almost the same nusach as the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs. Mitzvah Vidnyan Beis HaMikdash. Livnos Vayis L'Shem Hashem Kilaymar Sheniye Markvivim Shom Karbonos Elov V'Shem Tiyo Aliyah L'Regel V'Kibbutz Kol Yisrael V'Chol Hashona Shenemar Vasuli Mikdash V'Zos HaMitzvah Kelele Simah Kelem Atzvich Mereis So the Rambam says, what is Binyan Beis HaMikdash? Binyan Beis HaMikdash is to build a place, L'Shem Hashem, where we will do certain avodos. We'll bring korbanos. There'll be Ali Larego. You look at the Ramban in this week's Parsha, in Truma, so the Ramban says, why is the Aron the first of all the Kalim? Why is it, and then we go on to the other Kalim? In fact, we don't go into we do the Aron, right? And then, Lechem Aponim, no, and then Shulchan, and then the Menorah. He says, why is the Aron first? He said, the Ramban says, because the Aron is the Mokoyim Menuchas HaShechina. And the point of Beis HaMikdash is to have a Mokoyim Menuchas HaShechina. So you see that they looked at the mitzvah much differently. Ramban looked at the mitzvah Beis HaMikdash as a place for the Rebbeinu Shlomo there's going to be a sense of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence there. That's the Avodas Mikdash. Rambam says, no, Mikdash is a place we do all sorts of avodah for the Rebbeinu Shlomo. So the Rambam says, Mikdash Ali the Regel, that's the avoda of Korbanos. And the Ramban says, Mikdash Mokem Shechina. And then he says, then there's certain things you do. You daven at home, you light the menorah. You sit so here, you do the service. There's different avodas you do. So there's certain avodas that have their place in the base of Mikdash. And the Ramban is consistent with his shita, because the Ramban's shita is that the base of Mikdash is a continuation of Har Sinai. Ramban's shita says that it can't be. It's an interesting idea psychologically. Ramban says, maybe this might be a little bit of interpretation of Ramban. Ramban says that it can't be that you should have a Matan Torah, and then there's no Hemshach. There's no way of continuing that experience. In other words, that's what I think, that's the Lashon of Ramban. The way I understand the Ramban, he says it's not appropriate or healthy for a person to have what we call now a high, a spiritual high, an intense spiritual experience, and then he's dropped, he's in free float. You don't do anything with it.
It's like our shuls.
Was that?
The central part of our shuls is the Kodesh and the Torah within.
So
that's what our shuls didn't have.
No, so I'm not sure that we would, but it's not that the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses is very independent of the Yom. The Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses is dominant. It's a place that we get together to daven. Right? So even if we wouldn't have an Yom there, we could still have a place. In fact, the Bate Knesios, In the time of the Gemara, right, they often had kept the Sefer outside of the Beis Knesses. They often had two Aronos. They had an Aron outside the Beis Knesses, they took the Yisfarim, and they kept them there, and then during Dani, they would bring the Aron back in, they would bring the Aron in, bring a movable Aron into the Beis Knesses. So for us, the Kedusha of the Beis Knesses is not dependent on the Sefer Torah.
What would be the difference between davening here with that and our own davening at someone's
place? If it's a mokem kavua, there wouldn't be much, would not be much difference.
Maybe the Ramban would say
that. Maybe the Ramban would say.
Yeah.
I have to see. I don't know if I have to look to see if he... Right, I have to say. Rahman is saying that could be that... can you see this is not important? Hello? Hi, Sam? Hello? Hello? We just had the... Hello? Devar Gel was just missed us, I was late. So we're just taking care of the... This is before, she missed early in the reunion. We had six, but then the family got together just a few minutes ago. So the Ramban understands that the Beis HaMikdash is a place where we continue what happened in Har Sinai. Ramban shows, and at the end of Fakuda, the Lashon that describes the Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence in Beis HaMikdash is similar phrases to the way Hashem is described in Har Sinai. And Ramban's understanding is that the Kadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't do that to us. That's, I think it's, Lanias Dagan says, breeds cynicism. And a person has an intense experience, a Ruchnistic experience, and then has no way of maintaining it, so then a person gets there's such a sort of a psychological, we call it a betrayal, but it's so feels so unanchored afterward that he somehow has to bridge the intensity of the experience with not having that experience at all. And the way that we bridge it in an unhealthy way is often to be cynical of the experience he once had. It wasn't so important. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says they can't do that. We always have to have some maintaining of the Har Sinai. That's why the Gemara says the Yachar Churban Bayis Ein LeKadosh Baruch Hu Galam Shel Halacha. After Churban Bayis, Talmud Torah is what's left, because that's the continuation we have of Har Sinai. But that's the Ramban Sheet. The Ramban Sheet is that Beis HaMikdash is the place where you have an Aron. And the point of the Aron is Mokoyim Hashra'a Shechina. In fact, the Ramban Shita is that the Aron is like a big throne. Right? The Ramban says, why there's a big kruvim at the back? Right? What is the big kruvim for? The Ramban says, because that's what looks like a throne. It's like the throne of the Melech. It has a big seat, and then it was a king that would be sitting on top of the Aron, his seat would be, it's a big throne. So that's each one of the Shitasai. The Rambam says, what's the Beis HaMikdash? It's a place where Klal Yisrael gets together for the Leregel. It's a place for Karbonos. It's a place for Menorah. It's a place for Lechem Aponim. It's a place where we do all of the Avodos. So Rambam sheet is, if you build a base, you build a shell, you got nothing. Right? It has to be, batteries included. It has to have everything there. You have to have a working Beis HaMikdash. That's the mitzvah. And Rambam says, no. Thank you very much. It's a place for. It's a place. The coin. Be careful here. So it's a place where you have a mokim for the Rabbanu Shalala. All right, and then there are mitzvahs we do in that place. That's what I'm about to sheet. That's fits in very well with the Minchasinos points out, not the Minchasinos Shita. His sheet would be a third shita. His sheet would be Mokei Makrovos Karbonis. Very close to Rambam, but much more defined. Mokei Makrovos Karbonis. For everything else, it's like the Rambam. So it happens that you light a menorah in a place you bring Karbonis. It'd be harder to work out. It'd be a third approach that would have to work out.
Rambam says it would be an Oron, or no?
No one can say it has to be an Oron, because we know in the second Beis HaMikdash there wasn't an Oron. Right, right. I would think so. Yeah, no, it would be, there are the two-tiered Kedusha. One is that Haramuri has Kedusha, at a certain level, and then building the Beis HaMikdash is the second Kedusha. So if you question it, I don't know the answer to whether in second Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash had the second tier Kedusha. I'm not sure of that.
Maybe the Nachmanim would be like when the Kedusha is Chal, according to the Ramban, once you build it, and then you're going to bring Karbanos tomorrow.
Yeah.
So you build it already, and it's ready for a place of Mikdash, so then I guess the Kedusha is Chal.
It could be that according to Rambam, the Chanukah San Mikdash is Mekadesh, and it could be that according to Ramban,
they got to wait till a Karban's born in order to...
The Kedusha would be Chal, it could be.
Some kind.
Could be, yeah.
Would this help the discussion we had about if it was dark and light the menorah? Or everybody would agree that
I think everybody would say that it's not, because the Zark can do certain avodos. So I don't know if that's necessarily connected. Zark cannot go into that mokim, but he can do, I think so. Now, so that's the next piece of Minchas Chinuch, focuses on the Aron. That's Os Tes. The paragraph that begins, Vihine Miklea Mikdash, Lasos Oren Vekaporis, Kimfurish B'Torah. Right? Minchas Chinuch Shita, Oren Vekaporis is part of Klea Mikdash. Ach Iker Asiyas Oren Kedeshu Aluchais Munachis Munachim B'Socha. The main point of making the Oren is to have the Luchais inside. Kimfur B'Parshas Truma. Minasatel Aron Eidus. And he says the Melachim, first Beit HaMikdash. Bava Basris, the Machlekes. Whether there was a Sefer Torah in the Aron or just out of the Aron. What about Shivrei Luchos? So Shivrei Luchos, when the Aron was in the Beis HaMikdash, Shivrei Luchos were inside. Mikol Mokim Ikar Avur Luchos Asher Adivrei Soyu Aleim Ubeis Uvais Rishon She Nignaz the Aron and Ma'edos the Nei Yeshua Melech. Rambam says that when there's an amazing picture. The Rambam writes, when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, he knew that it was going to be destroyed at some point. So he built some vault, some hidden trap passageways below the Mokim HaMikdash. And that's when Yeshua HaMelech put the Oron with the Luchos in that place, in one of those trap places. You can imagine what must be going on in Shlomo HaMelech's mind. He built this, this was his life's work. Right, he had that privilege, and he knew B'shas Maisa when he built this amazing building that was going to be destroyed at some point. So he says, so now they did not make another Oren. Yeshua Melech, when he hid the Oren, he didn't make another Oren. It wasn't an Oren. Why? Ki lomot tzorich Oren came shenigna zol luchos. You don't need an Oren if there's no luchos. Right? So he says, and the Naira, we would look over and say, let's say this would be an interesting aspect between the Rambam and the Ramban. Let's say that you knew you could not get Shemin to light the menorah. Let's say there was no way of getting the Ksaris together. Right? For example, Nelam, all the spices for the Ksaris became extinct. Can't get them. So according to Rambam, you still have to make a Mizbech Hazaz. That's part of building a Beit HaMikdash. According to Rambam, I'm not sure. He never even be a Voda. Right, so maybe not. So what about the Aron? So the Mechassinah's Shita is, his Shita is, Aron slaves for Luchas. There are Luchas available, you gotta build an Aron. No Luchas available, no reason to build an Aron. Right? So the Chor is that consistent with the Ramban's overall approach. I'm not sure the Ramban would say this. Right? But the Rambam Lechara doesn't sound like he should say this, right? And again, we'll come back to this. We'll focus on this in a moment. But that's the Menchassinos approach. The Aron is the place for Luchas. If no Luchas, no named farms are there, but they didn't build an Aron in the second Beit HaMikdash because there are no Luchas. Then Menchassino says, "V'yaz Akasha." What's the Akasha?
Then it's not really the keli.
Was that?
Then it's not really the keli. It's the thing that would. It's the oil that would light the menorah. It's the actual thing that goes inside the luchos that goes.
Yeah.
It's not the actual aron. That's the ikar.
That's what he says. As he says, ki lama tzarach aron, ein mitzvah lasis aron, but aron einu ma'akev, after medini mitzvah l'rampa. Mikol Mokim is hard by dinim mitzvahs she'im ma'akim b'diavad kemur b'chim b'zeh sam apamim v'en k'in chad. He says that the having the aron would not be ma'akim. Now he notes something that we're going to focus on. Menchas Chinuch notes that the Rambam does not bother to record the halachas of building the aron. He explains second paragraph. And there Rambam can very gimel kosos tzuritam nerim ber heitev. You want to know how to build a menorah? Rambam says, Perek Gimel. Shulchan, you know how to build a shulchan? Rambam. Mizeh Chazov, Rambam. Koyzev Ksat, Sirut HaKiyah. You want to make a Kiyah, he tells you to do it. Uvetsura Sa'orah Leikosah Klum. He doesn't write anything about the Orah. That's the Tella. Why is the Rambam, number one, the Rambam does not include building the Orah as part of the building the Beit HaMikdash. He does not have a separate mitzvah of building the Orah. Right, not a separate listing, and then the Aron misses three issues: no separate mitzvah, not part of his mitzvah, and when the Aron describes how to build the Beit HaMikdash, the Aron is missing. So why not? He says it's clear that every time we built the Beit HaMikdash, Mishkan, Mikdash Rishon, Mikdash Sheni, things are a little bit different. And the Gam Hayom Efshar Shem Yitnu Amalchis Rishus Livnei Beis HaMikdash. If they give us permission to build the Beis HaMikdash, Mitzvah Livnei, perhaps it's a Mitzvah to build, that's for another time. And he quotes Shem Gomorrah to indicate that, and he says, Rechilmi Pariz wanted to come to Beis HaMikdash, to Yerushalayim, to bring Kovanas to Yerushalayim. So we should also have a Mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. So we have a mitzvah now, if we'd be able to, according to Menachem, to build a Beis HaMikdash, to build a menorah, to build a Mizbeach HaKedoshim and a Shulchan. Is there a mitzvah now to build an Aron?
Was there a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah?
Was that?
Was there Shulchan around to write a Sefer Torah?
Oh, but this Aron is for Luchas. Right, so the question is, no Luchas. Avo ha'aron teichav kevon de indignas of edus v'lo yisro od advi es goyel v'mheber v'yameinu amen v'lo yosu ma'olam aron achar chusim osha osam v'yishim ha'midbar u'kishiyove ha'agol v'mheber v'yameinu yizgalu ha'lucha yisro aron im kenin tzerach lista v'adinim shal aron. So as he says, why did he leave it out? Because the aron is for luchos. No luchos, no aron. When are we getting the luchos back? When we get the luchos back, we'll get the halachas of how to build the aron. But if there is no, why does Rambam leave it out? Because no reason to put it down. That's his mahalach.
We're gonna wait till the Mikdash is rebuilt.
No, because he would argue that we could build a base Mikdash now. And we could mekadesh the kohen, we could get a parah duma, we could do all these things. The only thing that we can't do, we can't make the, like I said before, I say it every time we can write again. The one thing we can't do is make the luchos again. Since we can't make the luchos, then after not build the yarn, because whoever's going to give us back the luchos, it gives back the yarn. Elamai, what's inconsistent?
But wasn't there a second arm built?
See, he claimed the second arm built when?
Yeah.
Right. But that luchos then.
No, but so they built the second arm. Based on the way that it's being described over here, that there never would ever be a case where you build another arm.
Oh, that's the kasha.
Going into the details.
Good. Okay, that's the next paragraph. He's going to ask that kasha. Next paragraph, he says, when we call Mokim Tzerachiyim, he says, he has a much more basic kasha. He says, if that's the case, then there is a halacha which is dependent on a nes, on a kodesh baruch.
But again, he doesn't need this. In other words, according to the Rambam, you can have a mesubi dish without the aron.
Correct.
Yeah, so it's not like
right.
In some colonies, you don't need it either.
But the mitzvah of building an aron sounds like there's a mitzvah of building an aron. We're waiting for the Rambam to be megala to us.
But that's exactly the point.
Yeah.
In some colonies, says don't build aron because
right.
We don't have the chutzpah to build the aron.
Yeah.
Say, okay, Hashem, now give us the nes and put it there.
Say it again.
Ein Sochem Al Neis would, I think the other way, would say, build an Aron, and
yeah.
Hashem will perform a Neis, and he'll get you the Luchos.
Right.
Here we're saying, we're not going to build Aron.
No, what we're saying is that Mitzvah building the Aron now is entirely Bidei Shemayim. We can't do it. We're waiting for the Shemayim.
Why is it Ein Sochem Al Neis?
Because...
We don't need an Aron to build
Bidei Shemayim. It's just like right now, we're Ein Sochem Al Neis. We don't have the Aron right now.
I mean,
let's say what happened is the way that the Chassidus sees things happening, we get Rishus to build the Beis Hamikdash. We do the Mendaira, right? Do the Shulchan, we do everything, all right? Now, we should be building an Aron.
No,
but he's not asking. So there's no, but and let's so, and then because Baruch Hu Megalat Tzad
Salukas. Then you have a mix with the
House Salukas. How are we going to figure that out? We're gonna ask another. He asked for another Gilui Shechina.
Some aren't the Luchos with the Aron. Then I agree with Rabbi Hartz. Yeah, no, but then he's, I think the point is that we don't have the Luchos, so we can't be someone by the name to start building on. I would say.
We'll get the Luchos back. So Josh says the package deal.
When Yoshio right? was
he's going to the whole thing, everything together. Okay.
Let's say one of the crew comes rolling. What are you going to do?
That's basically going to happen. Well, after it breaks, let's look at the what he says. What's that?
Speak
with Vatican. So I'm forced to turn Rashi Ramban in Cain Vadai Mitzvah Zula Dairis. Kemoisha Choshav a Rambam Mitzvazu Li Nosi Awat Kosev Megam Lav Tasaras Abadim Taaf Lahi Advarm Ad Bias Goyel. He says the Rambam records the Mitzvah to hold on to the Oren, to carry the Oren. So the Rambam does give Mitzvahs of the Oren. So why shouldn't there be a Mitzvah, or at least the details of building the Oren? Ki Atza Ein Oren Bavanitei Rabim. So there still is an entry in Sefer mitzvahs to carry the Aron. There's a mitzvah sefer. There's an entry not to remove the poles, even though we have no Aron. The koysev mashayiv is manam mikdash. We have Mashiach. And kein dinei Aron gam kein. Hayu noyim nevayis rishon kigonim nishvara Aron. Let's say the Aron broke. Let's say the Aron broke. It has to be fixed, right? Even though he has in brackets. That should never happen, because Baruch Hu always protected. But you have to know what to do in case it does break. The gamli yotze lova yefsher im yishaver arayin vaday mitzvah lasayis arayin bishvil eidos. Let's say they unearth the arayin, they find it's broken, right? So you have to fix it. Uve emes ira zevi me eli. The Dani was saying it's the time of eli she nishba arayin l'stei plishim v'yashom shiva chadoshim u'mavur ba'agada. The shol chatav haluches miyad goyis aplishni. He says, "I'm going to medrash. Shol got the luches back, but the orain was sitting by, was being trapped by the plishtim. So there must have been a period of time where we had luches and we didn't have the orain. So you have to build another orain. So the Nechassim says there is such a thing as being in a situation where you need to have an orain. So why doesn't the Rambam list the din of building an orain?" And to make the kasha stronger, kasha, that the next paragraph, the Rambam writes, how to make the Shemen HaMishcha. We never have to make another Shemen HaMishcha. The Shemen HaMishcha, only Moshe Rabbeinu made it. The Midbar had the same Shemen HaMishcha. Apparently advised Rishon as well. So then he has Mikol Mokim Kotsa Tosh. Yep, nevertheless, the Rambam describes how to make it. Says one is also just a chaf. He's a clever chaf. He says there is a halacha, we discussed it a few weeks ago in shul, that you can't make anything which looks like the menorah, right? There's a halacha, you can't make anything which is like the k'teres. He says maybe the Rambam has to tell you to make a k'teres so you'll know what not to do, right? That's the chaf. He says the same thing's true for Aaron though. We're not supposed to build another Aaron, so the Rambam should tell us how the Aaron looks, how the Kruven looks, so we should be able to know we're not supposed to say leaves it b'tzarachin. Alright? So now again, so what's the Mincha Tzinuch? The Mincha Tzinuch, his shita is, we said before, that the Shulchan and the Menorah and the Mizrach HaTzeres, he holds it the Ramban, that they are primarily Hechsh and Mitzvah for certain avodah. Right? Maybe his Chiddush, he has a big Chiddush, and his Beach HaChitzoin is necessary. Aaron is clearly not Ma'akeh, that evidence to be the second base and Mishnah have an Aaron. Alright? What's the Kasha? Kasha number one, which he doesn't really put in bold faces, why isn't there a mitzvah to build an Aaron? Kasha number two, which he stresses, is why doesn't the Rambam tell us details of the Aaron? Right? His Shita is that the Aaron is primarily a package, a box for the Luchos. So he suggests that maybe when there's no Luchos, there's no mitzvah to build an Aaron. But he finds it unsatisfying that that doesn't really explain why we shouldn't have a halacha to build an Aaron, number one, because there could be a situation where that you have the Luchos and you don't have the Aaron. It happened in the time of Eli. Number two, it could happen that the Aaron could break. Right? Number three, we have to know what not to build. Right? So he leaves that the tzarachis.
Is the raya from Eli's to the Grairim, that was before the actual bias?
But it's only, it's a situation where you could have Luchos without an Aaron. You could have, yeah.
Right, but the idea is that once you have the bias and you know, the fact that Shulamach knew was going to happen and knew it was going to be Gonez, from that time on, it was...
You just pick this up. Hello? One 30. Why? Because they don't think they can open the grave before? They don't open it. So this question I found is a relatively new sefer out of the letters that the Rav wrote to his father. It's called the Igros HaGrid. Right, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik seems to put it out. Somebody put it out. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik was the one who oversaw it. He doesn't say which Talmidim actually worked in the letters. Most of these letters were letters that the Rav wrote when he was before under the age of 40, and he was writing most of the letters to his father. When the Rav was, Chaim writes about his father in Hakdama, that the Rav was did not write lots of notes. That even though he said writing came easy for him, he always hesitated to put things in writing, and Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was always encouraging him and pressing him to write down his chidushim. And he says, Chaim Soloveitchik writes that till the age of, I think he's still almost 40, right? When Rav Soloveitchik died, so the Rav would acquiesce to his father's wishes, and he'd write. And this way, we have a lot of letters. And in fact, this particular vort is in a letter to his father, and it's also part of a letter which he wrote to his uncle, the Brisker Rav. At the back of the Brisker Rav and Rambam, you have letters the Brisker Rav wrote. I think the first one is the one he wrote to the Rav. And none of the letters say who he was writing it to. So this is the first of the second one is written to the Rav, and you see that it's probably a response to some of the things he wrote in this letter. So he wrote this devote. So Chaim Soloveitchik writes, very interesting, he writes that once his father was Nifter, then the Rav no longer had pressure to write. So we find that after the age of 40, when his father was Nifter, we find very little written. He says maybe one kundras, few notes, and then when they pushed the Rav to write, he instead he would tape everything. And I was always wondering about this. When the Rav gave shurim, everything was always taped. So I thought that the Meshorasim wanted to tape it. So he writes the introduction. The Rav was insistent to tape everything. Every shurim he gave, he tapes, because he figured he wasn't writing it down. And he figured later on, he'll go through the tapes and he'll write it down. The Chaim Soloveitchik was very, very aggravated because these tapes had been lost, apparently. That's part of the Hakdama. And he writes over there that the tapes were Nelam. So he says that we only have right now the Rav's Chidushim till the age of 40. All his major work from 40 till he took ill, so those are all in these tapes. And we don't have much Pechsat. Now we're getting Rav Shaftes for putting out the Shurim. But that's an interesting vignette which he has over there. So the Rav, without mentioning the Chachinach, raises this question: Why is it that the Oren is not listed as is not described as in detail in the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, and why is it a separate mitzvah? So he suggests that according to Rambam, the Oren is really only an incidental part of Beis Hamikdash. He says, and he develops the same idea as the Chinuch develops. The Aron's primary purpose was as a place to hold the Luchos. And he says, and because of the Kiddush of the Luchos, the place that you keep the Luchos was in Kotchi Kotchi. But the Rambam did not see the Beis HaMikdash as centering around the Aron Bechlal. The Aron, the Beis HaMikdash had a place of Kotchi Kotchi. Right? Place of Kotchi. A place of menorah, a place of Torah. That's one halach. And a separate halach. You have luchos. You have to put the luchos someplace. Where do you put the luchos of bris? The luchos of bris, which are of such a high level of kedusha that they belong in the kosher kosher. But that was sort of incidental, not something part of the mitzvah of mikdash. He says, if you look at the Rambam in Perek Dal Halacha Aleph, is a beautiful diyuk. He says the Rambam writes that the place that Hashem was Mekadesh Hara Maria, Mekadesh that stone, right? And he says that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave that Kedusha, and I think he says then that's where we're going to put the Aron, and that's where we're going to put the Tzinsenes Hamon, and that's where we're going to put the Makal of Aron. So the Rambam says, why is the Tzinsenes Hamon? Why is the jar of Mon Kotche Kotche? Why is the Makal of Aron Kotche Kotche? Did anybody ever think for a second that that's an essential part of Beis HaMikdash? Not a reason. It's just that the Tzinsenes Hamon is Kedusha. So, and has Kedusha such a high level, where do you put it? You see, put in Kosh Yikosh. So the Rav said it's the same din for Aron. The Aron, Tzinsenes Hamon, and the Makel, what are they doing in Kosh Yikosh? Because that's the place where you put something of such a high level of Kedusha. But it's not an essential part of Mikdash. And therefore, he says, because of that, he also has another beautiful horror. He says that if you go through the Rambam, whenever the Rambam describes the Menorah, the Mizbech Hazav, the Shulchan, and the Kiyor, the Rambam describes it, and he says, where you put it. The Rambam says that the Mokim of each is part of the Kedusha, part of the identity of each of the Kli HaMikdash. And therefore the Rambam writes, that if you move, that it's also to move the menorah from where it's supposed to be. It's also to move the aron from the mizbech hazav from where it's supposed to be. And if you move them, I think there's a tchisus kedusha. But the aron, the Rambam never says the aron is a specific makom. The fact is that the aron maintained its kedusha whenever it was traveling. The menorah did not have the same level of kedusha when it was traveling. Just the aron. And in fact, the Rav suggests that that's why the Rambam does list as a mitzvah carrying the Aron. There is no mitzvah of carrying the menorah. No mitzvah of carrying the shulchan. So he suggests, why not? Because he says, this is the letter he wrote to the Brisker Rav. This is a different letter. To the Brisker Rav, liked this. He said that because once you move the Aron, it's not its Kedusha. When you move the menorah, it's not the menorah anymore. So therefore, there's no mitzvah how to move the menorah. Because once you move the menorah, it's not a menorah. I mean, it's something special, but it doesn't have the same level of Kedusha. But when you move the Aron, it's still the Aron. So therefore, you can have a mitzvah how to move the Aron. But his father, he wrote that he thinks that's why the details of the Aron are not listed in base and not listed in the Rambam. So his father wrote back to him. We don't have this letter either. But apparently, when his father got letters from his son, he would write on the side the things that he's going to write back to him. So. And he also wrote, the Chaim Soloveitcher wrote, the Rav never kept apparently correspondence. And he said he remembered it. He got a letter from an Adam Gull, he would read it. He remembered it. He had no reason to keep it. So why do we have these letters? Because the Rav's father kept the Rav's letters so preciously. He said when they went, the Rav's father had this special case where he kept all the Rav's letters very carefully. So we don't have the Rav's father's letters because he. And no one kept copies of those. The Rav didn't keep copies of his own letters. His father kept copies of the letters. Remember, Shef used to describe when the Rav's father would get a letter from the Rav, he was very, very excited. He would show it to everybody. And most of the early articles that the Rav had in Hapardes, his father published. He didn't publish those. When the Rav's father got a letter from the Rav, so he rewrote it to make an article out of it and sent it into the journals to write. So, we have a aura on the side of you. And the Rav wrote back to his son. He said, it's good, but you haven't really answered the question. You haven't really explained why the Rambam leaves out the mitzvah of building an aron. There should still be a mitzvah to build an aron. Right? So the Rav writes back. He says that I really have explained, why the Rambam doesn't have in Hilchos Beis HaBechira that Halacha is building an aron. It doesn't belong to the base of Bechira. The Rambam doesn't, he'll ask me why there's no halacha how to build an aron. The Rambam doesn't tell us how to make it in Senat Hamon. Alright? So that I've explained. And then he says that perhaps, the trend of Chizm, he says perhaps there is no mitzvah to build an aron. Perhaps the aron, there was only one mitzvah to build and that was Moshe Rabbeinu. He had a mitzvah to build an aron. And I think to make sense of it, you have to say that the Rav might be suggesting that the mitzvah of building an aron was specific, that Moshe had a mitzvah, and Shlomo had a mitzvah, and Los Alavi, there'll be a mitzvah to build an aron. But there won't be... Once we get the luchos, yeah.
The aron is not holy.
Without the luchos, yeah. Yeah.
It has nothing to do with
the
building. The Kalim, it's Kedusha, but the Aron has its Kedusha
from the Luchos.
Separate from
right.
the...
Right, exactly. So he says, that's why there may be no mitzvah. There's this Moshe had an Aron, Shlomo will have an Aron, lots of loving. And then, again, I just maybe add a detail, and then it means that this is not a new mitzvah, the Moshe Mashiach. We don't know what it's going to be. Could be, we won't need to build an Aron. Could be, when we get the Luchos back, we'll come with a perfect Aron. Could be. Or it could be that that's not going to be considered to be a new mitzvah. Just like there was a mitzvah in Senes Haman of Makos Shalav, it'll be a mitzvah to build an Aron for these rediscovered mitzvahs. But there's no mitzvah to build an Aron. That's the...
Shalom?
Was that?
Shalom?
So, Rob said also, he said that another riot to this word is that the Aron is the only keli that you have two of them. There's no two, never two menorahs working at the same time. An Aron, when you go to the Melchama, you have a separate Aron. How could an Aron be a Klei HaMikdash if there's two at the same time, a duplicate? Right? So I don't know what to do with Eli. The assumption is that was the Aron he assumed that that was the urn of Moshe Rabbeinu, right? And did they have some kind of? He doesn't discuss this. How did this the urn? I don't know what to say. after done up, got the lumen from
Goliath. But then they still have the Aaron Hamochama that they can't lumen at that point, or vice versa.
Maybe, I don't know, and they had, I don't know. But I thought that was interesting because it comes full, and it comes full circle, you come 180 degrees. But you begin by thinking that the Aron is the centerpiece of Beit HaMikdash. According to Ramban, that's the Mokem. It's the way the Rav would have it is the Ramban and Rambam are diametrically opposed. Ramban is that Mokem Ashras Hashchina. That's the centerpiece of Beit HaMikdash. So the Aron, you're building a place for the Aron. And according to Rav, the Rambam was a Puntfaker. You're building a place for various kinds of avoda. That the Aron is there. That's the vault. That's the best place to put the Aron. That's the mokin that's most appropriate for the art. Okay.